Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We've been doing this radio show specifically with Ms. Jody Bear. Jody Bear is Mrs. Bob Bear, of course, but Jody Bear is Health Coach Jody, Dr. Jody. She's been best-selling Jody, multinational company best-selling Jody. She's just like unbelievable. And that is going to just be played out again on our radio show because we've been talking about some things that she's been working on for quite a while, and that event finally happened. It was her Healthopedia event with Dr. Jim Marinakis and a whole bunch of other really great superstars over in Southern Florida just this past weekend, and she's going to give us a little bit of a recap on that. But for those people that are unfamiliar, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, that's J-O-D-E-E. You'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done building up towards this event so you can hear what was going to be expected. And then you'll always be able to go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, be able to hear this as well as future radio shows, of course, that we'll have as replays, and in essence, be able to take advantage of this and share this with lots of your different people. So we've done a couple of replays as she was building up towards this event, and I am so happy that we have a live radio show going on today, and we'll have more live radio shows going on in the future as well. So, Jody, I can't wait to hear about all the great news, and you can go as long as you want on this radio show.
Well, and I know you will always let me go as long as I want, because that's what we do. You know how to make not only a lady feel good, but a colleague feel even better. And yes, it was truly epic. We didn't really know because, as you know, Peter, I just dive in. And I didn't know until we were 2 weeks out that you probably need, for this type of event, that you need 9 months to plan. And especially if it's your first one, it's usually a year. And we took 4.5 months. So it just shows how, with passion, as Renee Brown says, with consciousness, purpose, and passion, you can do more. And Renee Brown is one of our authors in the Mental Pillar, and CEO of Next Level Recovery. She's been on this show. She is just amazing. And I just was looking at everything that happened with this. And I just want to give our audience, if you're new to my voice, if you're new to Building Fortunes Radio, Peter just shows people how to build your fortunes, whether it's with me with health. He would come up with an idea. Why? Because Peter has a servant heart. Why does this work? Because when you have like-minded, as Les Brown says, achievement-driven people, it just works if you then do. And we worked, and we made it happen. And I tell you, that working ethic, I think about my mother. I think about it was birthday month in February. I turned 70, turned that eighth decade, and I reflected on the fact, and Peter, you're not going to find this a surprise at all, because I was 6 weeks premature. I was just ready to go, I guess, even before the doctor said I was ready to go. I mean, okay, so does that not surprise you, Peter, that health coach Jody would be out of the gate earlier than she was supposed to be? It kind of deals with this 4.5 months that we put it together. But it's true, with consciousness, passion, and purpose, we can do more. And that passion came to me twofold. For those of you that don't know my story, as I was expecting my first son being born, thinking of birthdays, I went to a Lilachi League meeting, and what happened there? Well, we had, and it was a beautiful Buckhead home in Atlanta, and I looked into the dining room, and I know you can't see me because I'm on the radio, but this is what I saw. I saw two food groups. They were additives and preservatives. Okay, at 26 years old, I had very little filter. I've gotten much better. I've gotten mellow in now going into my 70s. Well, it's all relative, as you know, Peter. But at any rate, the purpose of that is, I just said, when I saw this food, I pointed to my bun in the oven that was visible, and I said, so we are putting that as I was going ahead and looking in that dining room into this, and I pointed to my belly. And this woman came up to me and was very confrontational. She said, well, if you're so smart, why don't you do something about it? Well, what I know is my how in life is confronting the status quo. That's how I work. I want to do something extraordinary, not from ego. It's just the way I'm wired, coming 6 weeks premature out of the gate. I'm just wired to do more. I'm wired to do it better, and I'm wired to take on the status quo. And so what I did, ladies and gentlemen, little health coach Jody to be became a health coach. I went ahead and got my first certification, went ahead and then wrote the protocols for expectant mothers and for nursing mothers for Lilleti League International. Well, frankly, that is something that is still in their protocols today. That wonderful individual has become a very good friend of mine. She wrote an endorsement in my solo book that came out in May, The 21 Days to Your Best You, Keys for the Life of Excellence. On Amazon, it's still in the top 100 in books in two different categories, which is unheard of. And I'll get to that right now because it's truly health. People are now seeing, as I have believed forever, that it is your wealth. And what happened, it became my wealth just by starting a little bit at a time. If you're out there and you're looking for health, ladies and gentlemen, just do one right choice after another after another. That's what you can find in our Healthopedia book. There are over by 40 authors times 7. There are almost as many as 325 tips in the book that almost take you through 365 days a year. Just do one right decision. Again, the next and the next and the next. Well, what happened is that I found my next right decision in health coaching was to go ahead and help some preschool moms give these children the best start in life as well as they were toddlers. Only problem was, ladies and gentlemen, my youngest son, then I had these two boys that are now two grown men in their 40s, came home, and he was expelled from pre-kindergarten. How does that happen? Well, it happened because the teacher said, you are a disturbing element. Now, that's a case of high self-esteem. When I picked him up and I was escorted to the preschool headmaster's office, she said, you have to do something about him and this. And as we walked out and I was holding my son's hand and he said, Mommy, do I have to be sad all the time now? That's when I said, there's got to be something more. That's that part of being a preemie out of the bun, out of the oven. Always, let's find more to do. Let's find something that will make a difference. I can only imagine, as a parent's heart breaks, I was devastated by this news. And that's when the game changer happened for me in health coaching. There's a game changer that happened as I get to Boca Raton and what we created with this epic event. There was a game changer that happened for 137 people in that room. There was a game changer that happened with each and every life. That's what health coaching is all about. And I knew that I would get an answer in 1984 for my son. I didn't know where it came, but the Red Sea parted. I turned on the TV. It was for lunchtime. The Phil Donahue show was on, and there was Dr. Hulda Clark talking in her back-to-school issue and her mission in saying, I think it was an issue, it was an addition. And she said, ADHD. Well, maybe these children don't have these initials or don't have to take something. Maybe they need to grow into their brilliance. I dropped the kitchen plate on the tile floor. It went to smithereens because I thought, this is my answer. And if you've heard the story before, I became a female Indiana Jones. I absolutely said, I'm going to find her somewhere in Alpharetta, Georgia. I was living outside in the adjacent suburb. Now, 1984, no GPS, no internet, no cell phone, no nothing, but a mother's burning desire with consciousness, passion, and purpose. We can do more. I knew I had to do more for my son. And I looked on Main Street in Alpharetta, Georgia, and I found every person that wore Birkenstocks, every woman that didn't color her hair so it was all natural or didn't wear a whole lot of makeup or looked like they were a vegan or a vegetarian. I thought, that's a good avatar. I'll stay with that. Somebody gave me the address of where Dr. Holder Clark lived. And this is what we experienced and why I'm telling the story one more time to bring it home to what we experienced with Healthopedia. What I knew when we began this conception of writing the book, it will be next month in April that we began this adventure, because she greeted me at the door when I knocked. And I introduced myself as Jody. I had told my son, because he asked me, Mommy, what am I doing here? I said, well, when I find Dr. Clark and I squeeze your shoulder twice, you just smile. And I knew aquamarine eyes and that Dutch boy, just blonde towhead hair, that she would let us in. See, I said, when we find Dr. Clark, found her. And she said, I'm not seeing patients anymore. I'm retired. And I said, you will see him, squeeze, squeeze, on the shoulder. That angelic smile and those aquamarine eyes got us in the door. The rest is history. Because we don't share this message with everybody. Health isn't something you do. It's what you become along life's journey. Everyone that was in the room, in that room, for 2.5 days with us, becoming their best health, whatever that looks like to them. Well, in 3 days, because of my son's age, he went back to preschool. The teacher was astounded. The headmaster was pretty amazed. And she said, what did you do? Well, I did this pristine protocol. You've heard me talk about it a lot. That's when I first got a hold of this, about truly parasites are the cause of all disease. Over at Boca, we talked about parasites probably for half of the time because it's where it starts. Inflammation is the cause of all disease. That's caused by stress, but inflammation and stress are caused by these dadgum parasites. Just trust me on that, and I'll come back to that later. But, see, I didn't go through all of this with these two, the teacher and the headmaster, that were just unaware. Because they asked me, what did you do? And I just said, he took a vitamin. It changed my son's life. To this day, he still does the Holder Clark protocol, 38 years in the making, 40 years ago. And he was 4 years old. So he was, I guess, I lost track of time. I guess he's going to be 44 this year. Okay, 43, but he's done it forever. That's it. You stay with something that works. That's how you become health. And so then I went back to Dr. Holder Clark, and this is why. This will always be my story of Healthopedia. When I said to Dr. Holder Clark, will you take me on as your mentee? See, I was 30 years old, won a health coaching certificate. And she said, I don't think you understand, dear. I'm not taking on any more patients. I'm 70 years old. I'm retired. For those of you that know me, that preemie that came out of my mother's bun in the oven doesn't take no for an answer. It came out early in a starting gate, and I said, but you will take me. And she said, but I'm not taking any patients. I said, Dr. Holder Clark, in all due respect, what if I'm the person to bring this message that you have that changed my son's life and has changed me? What if I'm the person to bring it to all the people that will never hear your message long after you're gone? Well, she took me in. We started working together in March 1984. Yes, I showed the gold card. I said, and what I did was I wrote on that gold card, and I said, and it was a conscious decision. I wrote that. I did it with passion and purpose. Thank you, Renee Brown, for that quote, by the way. I did more. because I said it's 1984, March. I will pen the Eastern edition of the PDR. For those of you that don't know what the PDR is, it's the Physician's Desk Reference, the Western version of what you see, that red book behind every medical doctor's desk if you go into their office. Well, we penned the book in September. 23, it launched. In 3.5 hours, we were 13 countries, every single market that Amazon had. We went international bestseller in 13 countries, 3.5 hours. I'll get more into what has happened with the book. But you see, when you had an overview, and I could get up in front of this audience, and I could hear my theme song, which I sang with Alicia Williamson, there is hope. I'm giving you hope because Dr. Holdicourt gave my son hope. She gave me. We're not selling a vitamin. We're selling hope in you, to become best version of you. And what did I do? I sat and just looked at the audience, and then I got up on the stage and I spoke to the audience and I said, well, here we are. And people broke up in thunderous applause because you could feel it. You could feel us. And now, after this commercial break, you're going to feel the overview. Back to you, Peter.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. You can hear again on buildingfortunesradio.com/...
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back for the rest of the story with Jody Bear. Jody, back to you.
And as Paul Harvey said, now for the rest of the story. Yeah, I mean, for real. I mean, the overview that the universe gave us two people that were unexpected, that weren't in the book, Dr. Glenn Ryan and David Dennis. Dr. Glenn Ryan is a quantum physicist and bioelectromagnetic engineer. Looks like Einstein, and his keynote was amazing because there was a couple of people, I guess they didn't find out about V-Guard, so we had a couple of people with sickness, and then we elevated our people that were in the audience, David Dennis, and both of them are the chief scientific officer and chief marketing officer of voicebasedtechnologies.org, which are Jason Estes and Jeremy Hoffman's companies. With Voicebased Technologies, what David Dennis is doing is only figuring out a way that on an 8x8 slab of dirt, you can feed a family of 12 and get more out of the soil organically. It was just fascinating because Healthopedia comes in every single source. It was just amazing to hear the authors with their pillars and how it worked into Dr. Jim Marinakis delivering the process. First time I've ever heard him in this venue. I've been working on him for a really long time to do this. And what we all experienced was an actual physical cleaning, an emotional cleansing. You could tell it in the audience. I've never in my life done a group meditation so strong. I meditate every day. I've been meditating for almost my 42 years that I've been a health coach. But it went on for 25 minutes and time stood still. And when he came out of it, I was actually blessings to Kimberly Meredith, who is on Blog Talk Radio. She's an A-lister, very noted medical medium. And she said, because she was supposed to speak after our meditation, it went so long. I said, Kimberly, this isn't going to happen right now. And she said, I kind of knew something was going to happen with me speaking. I didn't know what it was. And I said, well, at least you understand. When you go into that quantum field that Dr. Gwen Ryan took us into, and you meditate that way, people felt the energy. They felt the empowerment, and they felt what we would do for the rest of time. People, and the comment after Friday was, I've never felt such oneness. And through twists and turns, we had to change locations, which is something usually fail to an event. It didn't make a difference because we were one, of one accord that we could change the world together. Dr. Khalilah Camacho Ali and Les Brown were honored at our event, which was epic unto itself. But the epicness was these shares. The epicness was Brian Gallinger of Be Great Productions taking us through the last 3 weeks with a fire hose. That's why you'd have me on a replay for those 3 weeks, because I've never seen somebody that works more intensely and faster and harder than I do. Well, I've met my match. But I'm so grateful for Brian Gallinger coming in and doing this for us to really make us a bona fide brand. Brian is the chief marketing director for three companies that we all know these names, Disney, Sony, and Toyota. Well, he takes on a fourth project that's up and coming, and I'm humbly here to announce that he's taken on Healthopedia as his project. So here we are. Here we are. And I will only say that on Saturday, when we were coming together at the end, and even Jim didn't tell me, Dr. Jim didn't tell me, we were going to sing John Denver, It's About Time, it's about presence, it's about now. But he changed it up to sing Hallelujah. And voices were raised, people raised their hands, and we just sang Hallelujah. Because that word means praising to the Almighty. Because that's that spiritual pillar that goes into physical, mental, emotional, social, and then financial. And what we're doing with the next steps is this. You know that we're now geared to bring the pace to a much more, what do I want to say, enjoyable pace, because this is a different brand that we're doing. I don't know any other anthology company that writes with anthology people and goes ahead and says, well, we're going to go ahead and do a book every 4.5 months, which we did with Healthopedia, but we didn't have the event and everything else that we're doing. So I made a decision that we were going to launch the next 2.0 version of our anthology, The Essence of a Woman, which, by the way, Dr. Jim Marinakis gave me the name. I remember exactly where I was. I was over doing an eye appointment with my husband. Well, that's Jim just always so humbly says, oh, it wasn't I gave you the idea. The universe gave me the idea. The essence. What is the essence of a woman? We've got four people, four lucky women, four just divinely called women to fill out this book to 40. Dr. Khalilah Camacho Ali will be our anchor author. And she's also going to be on our Healthopedia Board of Advisors. What a beautiful combo. 8-8-24, because that's a Lionsgate number. When you have a double thing, it's a double blessing. So before we launch Healthopedia, The Essence of a Woman, our next event will be in Vail, Colorado, July 17th through 20th. If you go on our website, you can go ahead and just like you're grabbing your seat, this is what's so beautiful. We already have 60 of the 150 tickets sold, so they will go quickly this time. But you can put it on installment payments. And, yes, it will remain at $19.95. There will be an early bird for Vail at $12.95, but it will go up. Why? Because this type of knowledge is worth a million. Dr. Jim Marinakis gets $25,000 to $30,000 a weekend giving this information. It's just worth it because you're worth it. So why did we make Vail, Colorado a day longer? Because we'll come in, you'll have a chance to hike in the mountains. Why are we doing Colorado in the summer? Because I don't do snow. All right, we're going to go ahead and do it then. we're going to go to the Garden of Gods, then we'll hike over Rocky Mountain National Park then, and then have self-care day on Wednesday, starting then noon-ish on Thursday. And we can have time with ourselves, but time for each other and doing our book signing. And speaking of this, of course, Peter, you're probably laughing there. So, oh, this is Jody said, but like the Ginsu knife commercial. But wait, there's more. We just spontaneously went over with the invitation of the store manager to Barnes & Noble in Boca Raton. It's the largest Barnes & Noble in Southeast Florida. It's right next to the Whole Foods. You can get cappuccino, organic foods, and a book. It's really a great fit. So we walked in. I talked to the store manager a week before, and he goes, oh, Dr. Jody Bear of Healthopedia. I'm going, oh, goodness, they know who we are. That's interesting. It got more interesting after that because he said, I looked at the authors. It's quite a book. Well, he allowed us to go in, not videoing any of the customers, of course, but one of our VA production people, Toya Glenn, was there to go ahead and do her magic. We each had a three-minute video that we did, and then people started hanging around. What's with the health and what's going on? And now our book is not in Barnes & Noble. It won't be there until April. Well, guess what? Bob and I sold 5 copies out of our trunk. We can do that out in the parking lot. That's the acclaim that this book has gotten. And I can tell you from our literary agent, I had no idea. I've never done this before. But why not you doing something new that you've never thought of before? There's more in store. Remember, we said as we started 2024, there's more in store in 2024. What I ended up doing is asking the literary agent, so do you have all of our books placed? And he said, oh, yeah, that's been done long ago. I said, well, how long does it usually take? Oh, 6 to 8 weeks. Okay. 6 to 8 weeks. That's interesting. How long did it take us? As our creator of all, as my witness, it took 5 days for them to fill the 5 locations, and we've already hit the mark for the number of books needed to be distributed to bookstores, independent bookstores, even 6 months before we've hit New York Times bestseller. And somebody's just giving me texts as they're coming in on if there was a little disjointedness in there, because people are loving it. I've said, right people, right place, right time, right now with the right stuff. 5 days that we've been placed, and this is the tour, and I'll be talking about this quite a lot here in the next three months. We'll be in Boca Raton, Florida. It's got to be the hub of Dr. Jim in May because we have 9 authors down there. Then we'll be moving to June in Denver, Colorado. In May, in Boca Raton, A-lister author Serena Brown Travis will be joining us. Then in June, Dr. Gary Sanchez of the Y Institute will be joining us in Denver, Colorado. In August, we will be going to San Antonio, Texas, probably frying eggs with the sunshine because it's hot and humid. In San Antonio, but Rex Sykes is going to be joining us there. You know, life on your terms, a mentalist extraordinaire. And then we will be in September. We'll be in Los Angeles, California, with Brian Gallinger, with Kimberly Meredith, who's already there. That's the time that we will do our book signing. But it's just that one step. I'm going to come back to this, ladies and gentlemen. What is that one step that you can do to make yourself one step better? Now, you can go on Amazon, buy our book in hardcover or paperback. If you go to my website, drjodee.com, and as Peter always does, it's jodee.com, you go ahead, purchase the book there. I will actually, for the same price, I will autograph it and ship it to you. But what are we going to be doing this next one step collectively? Because what I learned from Dr. Jim, I always learn something, even though I study with him and talk to him almost on a daily basis. What I found from Dr. Jim is this, that there's a video out by Nat Geo shows what parasites look like, what parasites do. And they're three times more prevalent now than post-COVID, than pre-COVID. They have to be extracted. You can either live in disease with parasites or live in ease without them. What do you choose? Well, March 11th, I'm kicking off collectively the next program. March 11th, it will be in the afternoon at 1 p.m. And you've heard me speak about those five elements, those five things in traditional Chinese medicine. This is what was all over our, what are those five things? Starts with supplementation. Then it's sleep. Then we go to exercise, guidance and meditation, and physiotherapy. We will hit on each of these five things three times, but we're going to, of course, we've got to do a little more. What do you mean overdo it? Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it three times again. So we will elevate it out in Colorado. So we'll get that much deeper into this pristine clean. We're going to do the five things with traditional Chinese medicine. We're going to do pristine clean. Even if everybody's done it before, there's always something to learn about parasites and parasite cleaning. All right. What I desire is to empower and educate in the next 15 weeks so you can entertain your best you. How does that sound being with Dr. Jody, two E's, with the three E's of empowerment, education, and entertainment, and you entertaining your best you? It's not about me. It's about this. Why this right now? Why this? Because this is it. It's the core of all disease, and we can get rid of it very easily. Now, this is a different kind of program that I'm running, Peter and audience. This will be on a subscription basis. It's going to be out in the public for $199, but our Building Fortunes Radio audience can be a part of this for $149 a month. That is $30 a week, and I charge $295 for 1 hour appointment. So it's really the value. But who is the value? That's you. Who is the value that needs to be right now? Because then now, you've heard me say this 9,000 times, now spelled backwards is one. You will have won your battle to be your best you with that next one thing. I can just go ahead and say that we will be able to do this one thing together. Just lock arms with us. Sing hallelujah for your health, because the best, Peter, is yet to come. That's what I believe, because who knew that I would be Huldah Clark's age, giving it back to this next generation. As we saw 12 of our authors being under 30, I thought, this is the complete replication of why I said and persisted with Dr. Huldah Clark. What if I'm the person that's supposed to take this message long after you're gone? What if these people are to do the same and you can be and join us too? So Peter, that's the story of Healthopedia for this edition, but you know there's always more.
We want to hear more, because I know there was a several-day event, so there's a lot of things that you can share with us. So really looking forward to this, and for the people that want to plug back into this, go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, hear this stuff all over again. And Jody, I know you have a website. What's your best website to give people so they can get information about what you're doing and be able to buy your book and other stuff like that?
Well, my site is Dr. Jody, J-O-D-E-E.com. We're in the process of building Healthopedia 365, it's every single day.com. It's now a join to our landing page. You'll hear all kinds of things about our event there. You're going to hear, if you go to Instagram, Healthopedia 365, if you go to our business Facebook page, even we persisted and cracked through the code with Facebook. How about that? You can like us, subscribe, you know, like us on that page, and you will get all notifications, because we just started that last week. But it is, you'll hear the testimonials of people. It's just unreal. I mean, people that we'll have back on this show talking about what the event in the next 4 weeks will meant to them. And I'll say preliminarily that we may be doing an expanded version of of this Building Fortunes Radio, because Peter, you and I and the audience deserve it, because we want to get this message out there. But what I can say, you can go to my YouTube channel, which is our YouTube channel. It's Healthopedia 365. Subscribe to that. We've rebranded everything that way. And, of course, on Traverse TV, thanks to you, Peter, I'm now on TV twice a week, Mindset Mondays. I'm at noon. I'm taking this one Monday off. I needed a little extra time to regroup, but then we'll be back Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, with Tony and Christina Doty. Why? Because they were new friends by the, in the incomparable heart-centered servant, just like you, Peter, Tom Chesser, who gave us Christina and Christina and Tony Doty. They went ahead and said that they're going to be doing some kind of a series with Bob and his books, because you know my secret sauce, Peter, is people want to meet me, but then they want to hang around Bob. See, they're going to. There's a real possibility they will be doing a movie on Healthopedia, but how about a Netflix series with Dr. Bob Baer and his books? That's what all came out of Healthopedia. How do you like that?
Absolutely. That'd be great. Looking forward to all this stuff. Okay, perfect. So we call it a show, and you made it. You made it. So I know you worked really hard, and it was a tough thing to get done, and you guys really pushed through, and you did it. So I'm so proud of you. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Jody, thanks so much, and we'll see everybody next time.
Thank you, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.